All right. It's medication time. It's time for another Dr. Varga podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Varga. This episode will be previewing the 2019 NFL season. It's the 100th year of the NFL, so I'm going to be making my predictions for like each division run by the teams that are in there. So I'm just going to go by AFC first. And then I'm going to, like, go from there. Let's see here. I'm going to start off with the AFC, which is the American Football Conference. Firstly, in the AFC East, they have the New England Patriots, Miami Dolphins, Buffalo Bills, and the New York Jets. I'm just saying the names in order from how they finished last season. And they're going to be pretty similar. New England Patriots are for sure winning the NFC East. Come on, man. We got these bum teams up in there. Come on, man. I'm going to go with Miami and Buffalo for second. Like, it'll be like a tie. They'll both be like 6-10 or 7-9, something like that. Unless, like, Fitzmagic shows up. You know what I mean? And then the Jets will be like last place. Basically the usual. I'll give them 6 wins, maybe 5 wins. Maybe it's because they got the actual running back now. We have bum teams. Patriots and bum teams. Patriots win. AFC North. At the Baltimore Ravens, Pittsburgh Steelers, the Cleveland Browns, and the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm looking at this like, how the hell did the Bengals win 6 games last year? Come on, man. How did that team win 6 games? They didn't win 6 games this year. They're going to win like 4 or 5 games. Maybe 4. I'm going to go with 4. I'm going to pick the Cleveland Browns and win the division. Then I'm going to pick Baltimore, Pittsburgh be like tied for like second, and then the Bengals like distantly behind. I think Pittsburgh's overrated. I think the Ravens are overrated. They're both going to be exposed this year, so Browns by default. That's right. I predicted this back in January. I said the Browns are going 10-6. It was gonna be, this is before the Odell Beckham trade, so I think it's going to be even better than that. And I went to AFC South. Houston Texans, Indianapolis Colts, Tennessee Titans, and Jacksonville Jaguars. The Colts lost Andrew Luck, so they lost all their luck. So they're not going to go anywhere. Titans are going to be competitive. Jacksonville's going to be competitive. Houston's going to be competitive. This division's a crapshoot. I'll go with the Jaguars. Then the Texans. It'll be like a tie or something like that. It'll be like a tiebreaker. Then the Titans, and then the Colts will be last. Yeah, it's a kind of a bum division, you know what I mean? Now we're going to the AFC West. We're going to have the Kansas City Chiefs, Los Angeles Chargers, Denver Broncos, and Oakland Raiders. They'll finish the same order, Chiefs, Chargers, Broncos, and Raiders. Not too spectacular there. Chiefs and Chargers are going to be fighting for the division lead. And also going to be fighting to see who loses to New England and Cleveland in the playoffs. Come from what I'm seeing the AFC. It's going to come down to New England and Cleveland. And then whoever survives the AFC West. So, you know. Now we're going to the National Football Conference, the NFC. Got the NFC East, the Dallas Cowboys, Philadelphia Eagles, Washington Redskins, and the New York Giants. Be the Eagles winning the division this year. Cowboys, Ezekiel Elliott holdout, and all the drama they got going on behind the scenes. It's going to destroy them, like, the morale, and that's why the Eagles are going to win it. Plus, Eagles' defense is legit. And then they're all healed up, too, so watch out. Except for Cravion LeBlanc, and when he gets back, oh boy. It's over. And then, yeah, we got Dallas second, and then the Redskins and the Giants. And I'm still wondering how. This is even worse than the Bengals. How did the Giants win 5 games? I mean, seriously. Well, that's right, Odell Beckham. They don't even have him. Giants are going to win 2 games, maybe 3. They'll be slightly less worse than the Jets. And we got the NFC North. Got Chicago Bears, Minnesota Vikings, Green Bay Packers, Detroit Lions. We got a lot of overrated teams in this division. But I love the Bears defense, so I'm going with the Bears. Bears, Polish sausage, Ditka, sausage, Bears. And then I'm going to go with the Vikings and Packers. That's really going to be like a toss-up for second. I think they're pretty even. They're both overrated, but even. Then Kirk Cousins is going to screw up the Vikings again because he's atrocious and don't know what he's doing. He has no, like, that's why I said last year, everybody's laughing. I'd be like, watch what happens if they didn't make the playoffs. And the Packers has no defense. It's like Aaron Rodgers and bombs over there. So, yeah. And then, of course, the Lions. They're all about even. Except for the Bears, who've got the defensive awesomeness. So I'm going to go with the Bears. Okay, NFC South. Got New Orleans Saints, Atlanta Falcons, Carolina Panthers, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They'll finish in that same order. Saints are winning. Then the Falcons and the Panthers and Bucks will be fighting for the cellar. And then the NFC West will be about the same thing. Los Angeles Rams, Seattle Seahawks, San Francisco 49ers, Arizona Cardinals. Same order. Like, seriously, nothing's going to change in those two divisions. It's going to be the same order of the four teams. And we're going to the playoffs. In the AFC, it's like I said, it's going to come down to Cleveland, New England, and whoever survives the AFC West, Chiefs or Chargers. Those are the four best teams. You know what I'm going to do? I'm making a bold prediction. That's right. I'm going with the Cleveland Browns to upset New England in the playoffs. And Cleveland finally makes the Super Bowl. Wouldn't it be great if that happened? I mean, seriously, it'd be great. Of course, we know Tom Brady's going to win, so, you know, it's going to come to Cleveland, New England. I want Cleveland to win, but I think Tom Brady's going to win. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. Or the Chiefs. It's going to be Chiefs, Browns, or Patriots. Those are the three. I don't know. I think Chiefs are kind of overrated, too. They always choke. No, I'm going with the Browns. Screw it. I'm going all in on the Browns. Then in the NFC, I'm going with Eagles, Bears, Saints, Rams as the top four. And I'm going to go with history repeating itself. Eagles over the Saints. Eagles get revenge on the Saints in the NFC Championship. Because Saints aren't that good outside. Or they would beat the Bears again. It'd be even better. Yeah, I think the Saints are going to get a rude awakening this year. I think they're good, but, like, if they get stuck playing outdoors, they ain't got a chance. So it's going to be Eagles, Bears, or the Saints. Rams, I'm picking fourth. I think they had got lucky last year, but. So, yeah, I'm going to go with the Super Bowl. My prediction is the Eagles against the Browns. It'll be the greatest thing. It'll be the greatest thing ever. And I'm going with the Eagles to win back the Super Bowl against the Browns. Or the Patriots, because, you know, Brady. But, yeah. Peace, peeps. Have a good one, kids. Podcast Corner Center. Myself, Sir William. Swooted on. Rockstar Ryan. Producer Joe G's. Peace, peeps. Have a good one.